السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. رسالة الدرو الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. In this time of division, differences, and disunity, if there's anything that unites this ummah, it's the cause of Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, Baytul Maqdis. We've seen it time and time again that the ummah is divided, we know. We have our differences. But the only thing where you are finding that the ummah is coming together on a united front for the same cause, there's nothing. And look at history will tell you this. There is nothing that unites the ummah the way Palestine unites the ummah, the way Masjid al-Aqsa unites the ummah, the way Baytul Maqdis unites the ummah. I'll give you an example. Have you ever heard of any topic which globally imams decide to dedicate one Jummah all over the world, that this Jummah every imam is going to speak about this topic? You won't find it. I'm not saying this is a complete victory or unity, but it's a partial unity. Today is dedicated globally for imams in all masjids to speak about Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, specifically because it's the time of Al-Isra'i wal-Mi'raj. So you will find throughout the country, rather throughout the world, those masjids that are taking part, you will find the imams will be addressing one topic to their masses, speaking about the miraculous journey, the magnificent night, and of course where it actually took place, which is Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, Baytul Maqdis. And it's very relevant for us today because we are seeing the atrocities, the aggression, the occupation, which is heavily, heavily weighing on the people of Gaza, of West Bank, of Jerusalem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ease. May Allah grant them afiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory and liberation. Now, you will have heard the discussion on Mi'raj. You will have heard the story. Over the last few days, there have been many events, many lectures, many programs, and we've discussed it many times as well. I'm going to give a very quick overview and then focus on one particular aspect of this magnificent night journey. So a very quick overview. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting in the house of Umm Hani, or he is resting in the Hatim next to the Kaaba. Jibreel alayhi salam appears and he splits the chest of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, washing his blessed and noble heart. And thereafter the Buraq is bought. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rides on the Buraq with Jibreel. And they travel all the way from Masjid al-Haram till Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is presented. He's presented with two vessels, one with milk and one with wine. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chooses the one that has milk. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I tied the Buraq where the previous prophets would tie the Buraq. I entered the masjid. I found the prophets were already there. He says, I led the prophets in the prayer. After leading all of the prophets in the prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to ascend. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended to the first heaven, met Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven met Yahya and Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven met Idris alayhi salam. Fourth heaven met Yusuf alayhi salam. Fifth heaven met Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven met Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven met Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then came to Sidratul Muntaha. Jibreel says, I can't go beyond here. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went beyond. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him many other things. Many linuriyahu min ayatina. This was the whole idea, to show him many of Allah's magnificent signs. Innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this amazing night, on the miraculous journey in the heavens, on the most magnificent night in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he invited his Habib, his beloved, and he gave him a gift. What was the gift? The gift was, it wasn't Salah. Let's be specific. The gift wasn't salah, because the Muslims were already performing salah in Makkatul Mukarrama twice a day. Two rakat in the morning, two rakat in the evening. So they already had salah. The gift wasn't salah. What was the gift? No, specifically regarding the salah. The five times salah. We know it started from 50. Five times salah was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a gift in the night of Mi'raj. Prior to that, they were already praying two rakat in the morning, two rakat in the evening. They were in Makkah, but their qibla was Masjidul Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis, Palestine. That was from the beginning of Nubuwwah. So now, towards the end of the Meccan life, when the magnificent event of Isra and Mi'raj has taken place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given now five times salah. Your five times salah that you pray every day was ordained above the heavens of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. It's a reminder. Every time you come to pray any of your salah, you're connecting yourself with that particular land, with Masjid Al-Aqsa, with Palestine, every salah. Now, he's given the five times salah. But was that the only gift? We know about salah. But was that the only gift of Mi'raj? Or were there other gifts given on this night as well? And if five times salah holds a great significance because it was gifted on this particular night, then so does any other gift that was given in this particular night above the heavens. So was there anything else that was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We hear from Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the night of Mi'raj, above the heavens, he wasn't given one gift. He was granted three gifts. We normally speak about only one, the five times salah. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is granted three gifts on this magnificent night. Just imagine how significant these gifts are. We honor the five times salah. We understand it's a symbol of a Muslim. It cannot be neglected. It must be upheld wherever we go. So imagine how significant the other two things are. And we're going to touch on one of them, inshallah, in the limited time that we have. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted, number one, five times salah. And the second gift he was given on this particular night was Khawatim Surat Al-Baqarah. The last two verses of Surat Al-Baqarah, from Aman al-Rasulu till the end. This is something, now we know, as Muslims we know, the entire Quran was given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam biwasitati Jibreel, through the medium of Jibreel. Did Allah give the Quran directly to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No. We know that the entire Quran, Jibreel would come, Allah would give it to Jibreel, Jibreel would come and give it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these two verses, even prior to their revelation, because they appear in Suratul Baqarah, Suratul Baqarah, we know, is Madaniyun Nuzul. It was revealed in Medina Munawwara. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Isra and Mi'raj before he migrated to Medina Munawwara. How significant are these two verses that even before their traditional revelation, which happened later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the entire Quran chose two verses that he gave to him directly on the night of Mi'raj. What are they? The last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. I'm sure we all know them. Let's recite them together. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amana ar-Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun. I can't hear you. Kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusulihi wa qalu sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir la yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha laha ma kasab وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. The last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. This is a gift of Mi'raj. It's the gift of now. We need it. We need it. The ummah needs it. Now more than ever before. What does it mean? What are these verses? Let's just look at the meaning of these verses. Aman al-Rasul. The messenger bought faith in Allah, believed. Aman al-Rasul bima unzila ilayhi. What Allah revealed, the prophets believed in it. And who else? Wal mu'minun. So did the believers. Allah is honoring you by mentioning you alongside the prophets. Allah saying that the messengers bought faith in Allah and what He revealed. So did the believers. So did you. Wal mu'minun. Kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. They believed in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers. La nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusulihi. We don't differentiate between any of His prophets. We don't say we believe in Musa and not in Isa. We don't say we believe in Isa and not in Musa. We don't say we believe in Musa and Isa and not Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in Musa alayhi salam. We believe in Isa alayhi salam. We believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the ummah of Rasulullah. This ayah reminds us of who we are. It gives you your sense of identity and sense of belonging. It tells you who you are. The Bani Israel, they chose not to believe in certain prophets. But you are the people that believe in all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّرْ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And the believers are those who said, O Allah, we listened and we obey. What did the Bani Israel say? سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. We heard what you said, O Allah, but we're not going to do it. This is what makes you different. This is your distinction and your merit. That you are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the people of Quran. You are the people of Islam. You listen and you obey. Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Then, ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Then the second ayah. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wusaha. Very important Quranic principle. And this will help each and every one of us in our life. Allah does not burden any person beyond their capacity. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusaha. You can see a lot of things going on in the world right now. Many questions come to your mind. Allah is answering you. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusaha. Allah does not burden anyone beyond their capacity. If Allah has sent something your way, He knows you can handle it. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusaha. Whether it's coming to you, whether it's coming to somebody else, whether it's coming to another part of the world. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusaha. Laha ma kasabat wa alayha ma tasabat. If you've earned any good, you'll get credit for it. If you've committed a mistake, you're going to have to pay for it. Then it goes into dua mode. We're coming to the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a month of Quran. It's a month of dua. And this is how we're going to start preparing. This is going to be your preparation, inshallah. The most powerful form of preparation directly from the Quran. You're going to engage with the Quran because it's not just Quran. This is Quran and there are seven du'as. Seven powerful du'as just in this recitation that we did. Number one, count with me as we go along. The first du'a, Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. O our Lord, don't condemn us if we forget or we make a mistake. Sometimes it happens. The Bani Israel, they didn't have this concession. If they did something even forgetfully, they were condemned. If you're fasting in the month of Ramadan, you eat a whole plate of biryani, but you forgot you are fasting. That fast, Allah will still count that fast because He knows you genuinely forgot. You genuinely forgot. So we're asking Allah, number one, oh Allah, don't condemn us. If we make a mistake, being unaware, we forget. We slip up and we're not aware. Forgive us for these kind of things and don't condemn us. Number one, dua number two. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Oh Allah, do not burden us like you placed a burden on the people before us. Again, the Bani Israel, the Israelites. For them, if for example there was some kind of impurity on their clothing, they had to cut off that clothing. They couldn't wear it again. And there were many injunctions like this. For you and I, Allah has made it easy. Impurity, you can clean it, you can wash it. There are so many concessions for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're asking Allah, oh Allah, keep it that way. And then, how many du'as is that? Two. And then, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Oh Allah, do not burden us with that which we don't have the strength to bear. O Allah, do not place anything on us that's going to be unbearable. O Allah, don't place anything on us that's going to be unbearable. You know the Bani Israel, when they would sin in the night, in the morning, on their front door, there would be a mark on their door. Everybody would know, this individual has committed a crime during the night. You and I go upon sinning, disobedience upon disobedience. And even your wife doesn't know. Even your neighbor doesn't know. Your best friend doesn't know. Sometimes even we don't realize what we've just done. And we turn to Allah and He's willing to forgive. The Bani Israel had to go to specific locations, specific times, specific places, specific mannerism for their repentance and tawbah. And you and I, we could be absolutely anywhere without even raising your hand. You could speak to Allah in your heart and Allah will forgive you. So this is what we are asking over here. That, oh Allah, do not place anything upon us that would be unbearable. It'd be unbearable. How many of us would be able to bear facing people if our sins were revealed? If people knew the wrongs that we had done? So we're asking Allah, very powerful dua. Don't place upon us anything that would be unbearable. How many du'as is that? Three. Then, wa'afu anna. Number four. Oh Allah, pardon us. Pardon us. Just let us off. We've done a lot of wrong. We admit. But just pardon us. Overlook what we've done. Number five. Waghfir lana. Oh Allah, forgive us. Mighfar in Arabic means a helmet. When you wear a helmet, what happens? It covers your head. Meaning, oh Allah, grant maghfirah means, oh Allah, cover our sins. Just cover them up as if we've not done them before. Place a hat over it. Place a helmet over it. Just forgive us. That's what it means. Number five. And number six. Warhamna. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us. We are in need of Allah's mercy, aren't we? And the last one, Anta Mawlana, O Allah, you are our master. Fansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. O Allah, assist us against the disbelievers. You are seeing very clearly what the disbelievers are doing to the Muslims. You are seeing the aggression. You are seeing the genocide. We need this dua now more than ever before. Ramadan is round the corner. We need to build our spirituality. Ramadan is a month in which we gain closeness to Allah. And there's no way you can be closer to Him than through the Quran. Yes, we can make our own du'as. Yes, we can supplicate towards Him in our own words. But what better words than using the words Allah has dictated to you and me in the Quran? Let us use this. Now, these du'as, and the hadith says, this seven du'as, hadith of Sahih Muslim, whenever you read this, when I say, Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana, I'm reading this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and He says, Qad fa'altu, I've done it. Wa'afu anna, Allah says, Qad fa'altu, I've done it. Waghfir lana, Allah says, I've done it. Warhamna, I've done it. You know, you go to somebody, you ask them for a favor, they say to you, consider it done. Allah says to you, each time you read one of these du'as, there's seven du'as here. It takes less than a minute to read this. Each time you say it, it's guaranteed to be accepted. Allah says, قَدْ فَعَلْتُ قَدْ فَعَلْتُ قَدْ فَعَلْتُ. Consider it done. First of all. Secondly, when these verses were formally revealed, this was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the night of Mi'raj. When they were formally revealed, we learn on one occasion the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with his companions. All of a sudden, they heard a really loud noise. The sound of a massive door opening. They couldn't see anything, but they heard the sound of this huge door opening. And then the Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is that noise? And when they looked up, they saw Jibreel. And Jibreel said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, one of the grand doors of heaven have opened up today. It has never opened before today. And a special angel has descended from the heavens from that door. That angel has never come to earth. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told that angel came from that special door with glad tidings. And he's brought with him two lights. Two lights. These two lights have not come and descended from the heavens as they are descending today. What were they? Surat al-Fatiha and the last two verses of Surat al-Baqarah, the ones we are speaking about. The same verses that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was granted earlier. Whilst he was in Makkah, when he went for the Mi'raj journey, he went to Baytul Maqdis, he was in the heavens. Now, when, you know, Valentine's is round the corner. Some of you have started your shopping already. We're seeing everywhere. When you gift your beloved, I'm not endorsing Valentine's, by the way. When you gift your beloved, you're not going to get something cheap. You're not going to get something normal that you would regularly give. You'd go out of your way. You'd try to think of something they like. You'd ensure it's of a certain brand. You want to know it meets their criteria. It goes according to their taste. You want to please them. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on this miraculous night journey, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a gift from his beloved to the beloved. And this was not ordinary. What's the brand of this gift? How expensive was it? Where was it sourced from? Where's it sourced from? Is it original? Is it fake? Where did it come from? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he says, "Utitu khawatim Surah al-Baqarah." I was granted the last two verses of Surah al-Baqarah on the night of Mi'raj. From where? Min bayti kanzin min tahti al-arsh. It came from a special place, from directly beneath the throne of Allah. Directly beneath the throne of Allah. This is not from some superstore. It's not just from online. It's not just from some expensive place like Harrods. This is coming directly from beneath the throne of Allah. This is how significant these verses are. And he says, Allah has never given this gift to anybody before. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ كِتَابًا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِأَلْفَيْ عَامٍ 2,000 years before Allah created the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted these verses 2,000 years before He created the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said regarding these two verses that anybody that recites these two verses at night, anytime after Isha, if you recite from Aman al-Rasulu till the end, anytime after Isha, Shaitan cannot come even near your home, let alone enter it. It includes all type of jinn. Not enter it. We're not talking about enter. It says it will not even come near your home. The devil cannot come even near your home. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion was asked by the Sahaba, "Ayyu ayatin fi kitabillah?" Which verse? Is there any verse in the book of Allah that you would like to attain and achieve for you and your ummah? You want to see the fulfillment of it. You want to attain it. Is there any ayah in the book of Allah? Now imagine, he's got a whole Quran at his disposal. He could have said any verse of the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. The last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. And then he described why. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave any goodness except He included it in this verse, in these two verses. The goodness of the dunya and the goodness of the akhirah included in these verses. And finally, this is an all-in-one toolkit. You know when you got a DIY project and you go to the superstore and you're going mad looking for different things. I need a screwdriver, I need a hammer, I need nails, I need to get a saw. And then all of a sudden you come across this all-in-one toolkit. It's much more cheaper, much more effective, and you don't have to go running around here and there. You found everything in one place. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us these two verses, Sahih al-Bukhari, these two verses are an all-in-one toolkit. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-ayatan min akhir surah al-Baqarah, man qara'ahuma fi laylatin kafata." These two verses, the last two verses of Surah al-Baqarah, anyone who recites them in the night, they will suffice you. Now you might think, what do you mean suffice you? The scholars mention he kept it open, meaning suffices you from everything. Scholars have listed certain things. For example, some scholars have said it will suffice you on Qiyam al-Layl, meaning on that particular night, if you don't wake up for Tahajjud, I'm not saying don't wake up, but if you happen not to wake up, but you recited these two verses before you went to sleep, Allah will give you the reward of Tahajjud. You weren't able to read your portion of the Quran, but you recited these two verses, they will suffice you from your general awrad and your recitation. If one night some ulama have gone to the extent that it will suffice you even on behalf of Ayatul Kursi. We all read Ayatul Kursi, or we should be reading Ayatul Kursi. One night you come to your bed, you're extremely tired, you're exhausted, you've had a long day, and you're falling asleep, and you want to read. What shall I read? Should I read Yasin? Shall I read Tabarak? Shall I read Sajda? Shall I do Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar? Do I read Allahumma Bismika Amutu Wa Ahya? Do I read Ayatul Kursi? Because my eyes are going to shut any moment. I'm going to miss out on all of these things. If you had to make a choice and recite only one thing That would include everything on a night that you're exhausted. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, make sure you choose the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Why? This will suffice you on behalf of everything. And also, the ulama mentioned, it will suffice you, meaning it will protect you from the jinn, from the shayateen, from any kind of danger, any kind of harm, any kind of thief. It will protect you. These two verses, reciting them any time after Isha in the night, any time after Isha, these two verses will protect you. Where have they come from? Directly from beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us use this from today onwards, inshallah. Who's making an intention? Let us use, remember, Ramadan is around the corner. We need to start building a relationship with Allah and improving, number one, in our salah. So my first suggestion to us is, let's start reading this in our salah. When we do our individual salah, sometimes in our sunnah, you can recite this. The Quran recited in salah. And remember, there's seven du'as. And each time you say it, Allah is saying, قَدْ فَعَلْتُ, قَدْ فَعَلْتُ, قَدْ فَعَلْتُ. Done, 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 done. So it's very powerful. So number one, my suggestion is, let's start reading it in our salah, for our salah to become stronger. So it's not just a ritual salah. We are changing it up a little bit. We are engaging with the Quran. We are thinking what we are saying. And we are supplicating to Allah for us and the entire ummah. Everyone will do this, inshallah. Secondly, let's start reading it every night. Some of you are already reading it, but let's ponder on what we are saying. Let's focus on what we are saying. And inshallah, what will happen is when Ramadan arrives, you will know, I'm already reading Quran. Maybe you don't have a Quran habit, but this is Quran. Don't fool yourself. Sometimes shaitan will come to you and tell you, how are you going to read? You don't read Quran anyway. Of course you do. Amana ar-rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minin is Quran. Shaitan will come and tell you, you don't make dua, why are you making dua now? Of course you do, this is dua, seven duas. Surah Al-Fatiha is dua. Give yourself a little bit of credit. Don't let shaitan demoralize you. Shaitan does not want to see you happy. He wants to see you sad, he wants to see you depressed, he wants to see you down. Don't give him the opportunity. So let's make an intention, inshallah. Ramadan is around the corner. We need it. The ummah needs it as well, inshallah. This is the gift of Mi'raj. Today, you are taking with you the gift of Mi'raj. Just like five times salah was the gift of Mi'raj, today you are taking the second significant gift of Mi'raj with you, inshallah. The final two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. If you don't know, you can use the Quran, you can use an app, print it out, keep it in front of you, inshallah. Regular recitation will help you to memorize, and you can, inshallah, continue reading it. Please share this with your families, with your children, and everybody that you see. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If you can stand up in our places and fill in the gaps. Keep moving forward and fill in the gaps. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته أجمعين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين، واحفظنا بالإسلام قاعدين، واحفظنا بالإسلام راقدين، ولا تشمت بنا عدوا ولا حاسدا يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من كيد الغاصبين. اللهم أعيد المسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين، واستعملنا في تحريره يا رب العالمين. اللهم كل إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة، اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا، وآتهم فتحا قريبا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم، واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
Straighten the rows, stand shoulder to shoulder. Keep the heels on the line.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله
Just a couple of announcements before you leave. First of all, inshallah, we continue with the momentum and supporting the cause of Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa. In light of this, we have our weekly gathering every Sunday morning at Fajr Salah. Fajr Salah will be at 6:15. Let's keep it up, inshallah. The aggression hasn't ended. The occupation hasn't ended. We shouldn't end our efforts as well. So I invite you all, brothers, sisters, children, to attend, inshallah. Fajr Salah on Sunday will be at 6:15. And breakfast will be served as well for all participants after Ishraq. And again, a reminder regarding the holy month of Ramadan. We are giving our participants, our congregants, inshallah, you people, the community, the opportunity to support the iftar that is provided at this masjid in terms of dates, in terms of water, and in terms of the iftar meal that is provided as well. You could take a night, you could get together with a family member or a friend and contribute towards one night or two nights cost. If anybody is interested, inshallah, please see one of the responsible brothers. Jazakumullahu khairan. Some du'as have been requested. Du'a of Shifa for Muhammad Rafiq Thakur, who's unwell in hospital. Make du'a Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him Shifa. And similarly, brother Amjad is unwell. Make du'a Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him Shifa as well. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at wa la yanfa'u dhal jad minka al-jad. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا. فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.